In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Eden is where we are going. Back home is where we are going. That is where we are meant to be. That is where we are supposed to be. That is where we see our lives in the fullness. Eden is where God dwells with and dwelt with our first parents. That's where we see how it was supposed to be, even for you and for me. It was supposed to be as good as God created it and then declared it good. Eden, good. Home, good. Man and woman, good. Everything, good. But that goodness did not last long. It was not supposed to be how it turned out and how it is now. Now everything is anything but good. When the ancient serpent spoke that first lie into our first parents' ears, he turned the whole world upside down. He took the good and made it not good. He took the truth and made it a lie. And in their believing that lie, in the eating of the fruit, they thought they would be like God. And they became less like him and moved further away from him. So far, they had to leave Eden. And life outside of Eden is not good. Life outside of Eden is sick, sin-filled, and deadly. And we can never ourselves enter that Eden. For if we enter Eden and eat of the tree of life, we would live in sin, in death, in sickness, and apart from God forever. That's not good. No, but that's not the good plan that the Lord has for us. He wants us to be with him. That's good. Separation from sin was not part of the final plan. But to make good, the Father gave his only good Son for our sin, and as our sacrifice. And though he sacrificed all, we now have access to the glories of God and to heaven. And that heaven is a garden like Eden, a new Eden, with all of its fruit for the healing of nations, for the healing of sin, and of the sinful world, and for the forgiving of sins and the raising of the dead. Eden is where the presence of God is found. Eden is where God dwells with man. And there is no place on this earth where the presence of God is more clear and he dwells with us better than here in his church. Through word and sacrament, God giving himself here to us, making his presence known through the forgiveness of sins. Eden is also here, but not only here. We're still moving toward the eternal Eden, the new Eden. There we will dwell with God himself forever. So Eden is where we are going. Back home is where we are going. Through these green growing days of the Sundays after Pentecost, we see a glance of who we are, disciples, those who follow. We've been journeying with Jesus through the whole green summer as long as he has healed and taught and forgiven sins. And in our journeying together, it seems that there are really two ways of being, a way of life, the way of death. We use all manner of words to describe them. Truth and lie, good and evil, love and hate, faith and unbelief, light and darkness. But they all boil down to the way of life and the way of death. And for St. Paul, writing to young Timothy, the same applies. He writes, "I urge you, when you go to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach different doctrines." Different doctrines. Teaching differently. Teaching different ways of salvation except through Jesus. That is the same way as the way of death. And he continues, "Nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculation, turning truth to lie. That is the way of death." But then he says, "Rather than to the stewardship from God in that is by faith, that is the way of life. Life in God through faith, life given abundantly and given for you freely." The aim of our charge, St. Paul writes, is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Gift given, gift received, the way of life. For St. Paul, even using the law is either a way of life or a way of death thing. Using the law for your salvation, in the way of salvation, only leaves you a sinner in the way of death. But living under the law as a child of God, forgiven by Christ of your sin under the law, that's the way of life. Living under the law in Christ that he has completed for you, the way of life. Living under the law in Christ because it is holy and good and right to do, that is the way of life. Using the law for the sake of helping your neighbor, that is the way of life. Therein lies the key. It is either the Jesus way of doing things, that is life, or the world's way, death. There's only two ways about it. The Jesus way leads to life. The world's way leads to death. And it runs all the way through. Either we have the Jesus way of doing church, forgiveness, life, salvation, free gift for you, or it is the world's way of doing church, works, and prosperity gospel in tow. It is either the Jesus way of loving one's neighbor, living in forgiveness and love with one another, loving even those who think themselves to be unlovable, or it is the world's way of loving neighbor. I'll love him when he loves me first, or you must love, or you must not judge. The calling that we have been given in baptism as the children of God is a life and death call. The calling that the Lord has brought you to this seminary, to leave behind all that you have and to come here, that is the same. The calling of the Lord to study his word and to be formed into servants as pastors and deaconesses for him, it runs the same. The call that you will receive, that some right now seems so far off, but in the blink of an eye will be here, to be that local pastor, to teach and administer the sacraments and to preach, and as a deaconess to do acts of mercy. That is what the Lord has done for you, calling you, bringing you into his way of life. And as we begin this journey together in this new school year, as the family of Christ, let us give thanks to him who has called us out of darkness and death into his marvelous light, the way of life. As much as we fall, yet he is there, forgiving us much more than we possibly deserve, to forgive us of thought, word, and deed against him and against each other. He gives us then the power to forgive, the way of life, to forgive the sins that we commit against each other. For forgiveness is the ultimate key for living the Jesus way as we journey together back to Eden in this family of God. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.